This is Wade Brathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The American Civil Liberties Union asked a federal judge to order the Trump administration to account for all immigrant children who were separated from their parents at the U.S.-Mexico border after a government watchdog reported that officials might have split thousands more children from their families than had been previously disclosed. Google says they will end forced arbitration requirements and class action waivers for its employees following its announcement in November that it would no longer require workers to arbitrate sexual harassment and assault claims. District Court judge ruled that federal prosecutors, including then U.S. Attorney Alex Acosta, violated the Crime Victims' Rights Act in 2008 by failing to keep the victims of billionaire pedophile Jeffrey Epstein adequately informed about a controversial plea deal. Chicago authorities have accused R&B singer R. Kelly of aggregated criminal sexual abuse involving four victims, three of whom were underage. Robert Kraft, the billionaire owner of the Super Bowl champion New England Patriots, was charged with two counts of soliciting sex as part of a wide-ranging investigation into prostitution and suspected human trafficking in South Florida. The Trump administration announced that it will bar organizations that provide abortion referrals from receiving federal family planning money, a step that could strip millions of dollars from Planned Parenthood and direct it toward religiously based anti-abortion groups. Facebook collects intensely personal information from many popular smartphone apps just seconds after users enter it, even if the user has no connection to Facebook, according to testing done by the Wall Street Journal. The apps often send the data without any prominent or specific disclosure, the testing showed. The Massatucket, Pico, and Mohegan tribes pushed to run a gambling facility in East Windsor, Connecticut, sparked a lobbying campaign by MGM Resorts International, a competitor that opposed the planned casino. The proposal was the subject of intense scrutiny at the Interior Department and the White House during President Trump's first months in office. A grand jury is now looking into whether former Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke lied to investigators as he denied their petition. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109, Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, a grassroots effort to produce public radio news and information serving the needs of low and moderate income working Americans by providing a platform for voices not commonly heard in mainstream media. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.